of their god.
Thank you.
connection. Will we look to the forest, listen to the silence? Will we heal our connection?
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Oh, And that was Pandemonium and the lovely voice of Sharon Knight with Eater of Sorrow from Dangerous Beauty. Before that was Lorena McKennett with All Souls Night from The Visit. We heard Beverly Frederick giving us Look to the Forest from a compilation of reclaiming chants called Witch's Brew. Prior to that was The Fretless with Hidden View from Bird's Nest. And we started off with The Moors with The Hunter and Cernunnos from their album, The Moors. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. November the 7th, attempt the cure of persons acting strangely after Halloween. November the 8th, complete cider pressing, make cider syllabub. To make an excellent cider syllabub, fill your pot with cider and good store of sugar and a little nutmeg. Stir it well together and put in as much thick cream as you put cider, by 2 or 3 spoonfuls at a time. Then stir all exceedingly softly, but once about, and let it stand 2 hours, at least ere it is eaten, for the standing makes the curd. From the Complete Cook of 1671. November the 9th, complete the fattening of pigs for Martinmas slaughter. November the 10th, Martinmas Eve, which is Halloween old style, and then a second chance to look into the future. Unusually hard weather now presages a mild winter. If Martinmas ice will bear a duck, then look for a winter of slush and muck. But a spell of fine weather, St. Martin's little summer, is more usual now. November the 11th, Martinmas, the festival of winter's beginning, of bloodletting and fresh meat. St. Martin of Tours, who died in 397, was a young Roman cavalry officer who was moved by charity to divide his cloak with a beggar, subsequently revealed as Christ himself. He is thus the patron of soldiers, beggars, and the oppressed. With grazing now becoming scanty, Martinmas was the traditional time for slaughtering all cattle, sheep, and pigs, which could not be maintained through the winter. It was therefore an unusual and welcome opportunity for feasting on fresh meat. It is the day of Martinmas. Cups of ale should freely pass. What though winter has begun to push down the summer sun, to our fire we can betake and enjoy the crackling break, never heeding winter's face on the day of Martinmas. November the 12th, cure meat for winter stores, make puddings and sausages from the offal. Martinmas beef doth bear good tack when country folk do dainties lack. A whole cow or sheep, now either salted or set in the chimney to dry cure like bacon, often provided the only winter meat supply for many less prosperous families. Its innards, meanwhile, provided puddings and sausages. November the 13th, gather yarrow, still flowering in most years. An ointment of yarrow cures wounds and is most fit for such as have inflammations. It stays the shedding of the hair, the head being bathed with the decoction of it. Inwardly taken, it helps the retentive faculty of the stomach and such as cannot hold their water. And the leaves chewed in the mouth ease the toothache. And that's from Culpepper's Herbal of 1653. It's 9:36. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to have a little meditation music next.
Thank you. did sing and the lambs did fly. The birds did sing and the lambs did play. I met an old man, I met an old man by the way. His hair was white, his beard was grey, his coat was of some myrtle shade. I asked him what strange country man, or what strange place, or what strange place he did belong. My name is Death, cannot you see? Lords, dukes and ladies bow down to me. And you are one of those branches three. And you, fair maid, and you, fair maid, must come. I'll give you gold and jewels rare, I'll give you costly robes to wear, I'll give you all my wealth in store, if you let me live, if you let me live just a few. Fair lady, lay your robes aside, no longer glory in your pride. And now, sweet maid, make no delay, your time is come, your time is come, and you. Not long after this fair maid died, right on my tomb the lady cried, here lies a poor distressed maid, whom death now lately, whom death now lately.
And that was Shirley Collins with Death and the Lady, a ballad that goes back to medieval times, but those words were collected from a Mr. Baker in 1946 in Maidstone in Kent. So just shows to go you how those songs endure. This is quite a remarkable album. Anybody who knows Shirley Collins' history knows that she lost her voice It's called a Dysphonia, after a very tumultuous time with Ashley Hutchings, and vowed that she would never sing again, and has been lured out. And it's great to have a collection of ballads from her. And we're going to hear two more. One is a nonsense song called Old Johnny Buckle. And the other one is a Cajun song that comes from a recording of the 1920s. Before that, we heard Crow with Labyrinth Meditation music from Witch's Brew. And Pandemonium gave us Eater of Sorrow from Dangerous Beauty. And Lorena McKennett gave us All Souls Night from The Visit.
Went riding one day, his horse got broke and his cart ran away. If old Johnny Buckle hadn't come to a stop, he'd have fell from the bottom of the hill to the top. Old Mrs. Buckle went a-fishing one day, she caught her left leg in the clay. The toads and frogs all wobbled about, she ran to get a shovel to dig herself out. Old Johnny Buckle went to Dr. Hook, and he dotted it down in a little black book. Says Mr. Buckle, you must begin to rub your wife's left leg with gin. Now old Johnny Buckle thought it a great sin to rub his wife's left leg with gin. He poured the gin down his old groggle and rubbed his wife's left leg with the bottle. God made man, man made money. God made the bees and the bees made honey. God made Satan and Satan made sin. Along comes Satan and took Johnny in.
I do believe, old Johnny Buckle was a gay old buckle, and old Mrs. Buckle too.
Un jour, je me promène tout le long de mon jardin, tout le long de mon jardin sur le bord de l'île, tout le long de mon jardin sur le bord de l'eau, sur le bord de la vaisselle. Je m'aperçois d'une belle de 30 mètres là. Je m'aperçois d'une belle de 30 mètres là, de 30 mètres là sur le bord de l'île, de 30 mètres là sur le bord. Sur le bord de la vaisselle, le plus jeune de 30 chantez-lui une chanson, chantez-lui une chanson sur le bord de l'île, chantez-lui une chanson sur le bord. Sur le bord de la vaisselle, la belle chanson tu chantes, j'aimerais la savoir. La belle chanson tu chantes, j'aimerais la savoir. J'aimerais la savoir sur le bord de l'île. l'eau. J'aimerais la savoir sur le bord de l'eau, sur le bord de la vaisseau. Ma belle rentrée dans ma barque, je veux la manger. Ma belle rentrée dans ma barque, je veux la montrerai. Je veux la montrerai sur le bord de l'île. Je veux la montrerai sur le bord de l'eau, sur le bord de la vaisseau. La belle fuit en bouquet, elle se mise à pleurer sur le bord de l'île. Elle se mise à pleurer sur le bord de l'eau, sur le bord de la vaisseau.
That's about all we have time for. We're going to go out of here with Reclaiming, doing the Lykewake Dirge, a very old tune.
This ain't neat, every neat and all. Fire and sleet and candlelight. May earth receive thy soul. When thou from hence away art past, every need and all, to any more thou com'st at last. May earth receive thy soul. If ever thou gave hosen or shoon, every need and all, sit thee down and put them on. May earth receive thy soul. If hosen or shoon thou ne'er gavest name, every need and all, the whinny shall prick thee to the bare bane. May earth receive thy soul. From Whinnymore when thou art past, every need and all, to Brig o' Dread thou com'st at last. May earth receive thy soul. If ever thou gave of thy silver and gold, every need and all, on Brig o' Dread thou'lt find foothold. May earth receive thy soul. If silver and gold thou ne'er gavest name, every need and all, down thou'lt fall till the stars be gain. May earth receive thy soul. From Brig o' Dread when thou art past, every need and all, to purging fire thou com'st at last. May earth receive thy soul. If ever thou gave meat or drink, every need and all, the fire shall never make thee shrink. May earth receive thy soul. If meat or drink thou ne'er gavest name, every neat and all, the fire shall burn thee to the bare bane. May earth receive thy soul. This ain't neat, this ain't neat, every neat and all, fire and sleet and candle lead. May